for Mayan, Ayodhya Kanda, Part 10. The next morning, Vasistha told Bharat to give up his grief and cremate the body of his deceased father. Vasistha then accompanied Bharat to the cremation site. However, upon seeing the dead body of Maharaj Dasharath being taken from the vat of oil and placed upon an ornamental carrier, Bharata suddenly lost all composure and began sobbing uncontrollably. Vasistha again urged Bharata to calm himself so that the funeral rites could be completed. The procession wound its way to the crematorium. As the people walked before the carrier, they scattered flowers upon the road. Then Dasharath's body was placed upon the funeral pyre, and the fire was ignited, while brahmanas chanted hymns from the Vedas. All of the king's consorts also arrived, riding upon palanquins according to their rank. The sound of their wailing filled the air. And afterward, everyone went to the bank of the river Sarayu to offer water for the departed soul of Maharaj Dasharatha. A 10-day contamination period was then observed, and Bharata performed other funeral rituals for 2 days. At the end of 12 days, Bharat distributed abundant charity to the brahmanas. At dawn on the 13th day, Bharata and Shatrughna went to the funeral pyre to collect the remaining bones and ashes so that they could be thrown in the river Sarayu. However, arriving at the crematorium and seeing the king's remains, the brothers again became overwhelmed with grief. Weeping profusely, Bharata and Shatrughna fell to the ground, crying out, "O dear father, where have you gone, leaving us aside?" Vasistha again comforted Bharata by saying, "My dear prince, you must control yourself so that you can execute your duties. Now, collect the bones and ashes of your father's cremated body, and after cleaning the funeral grounds, you should go to the river Sarayu and throw his remains into it. After all, the dualities of life and death, joy and sorrow, gain and loss, are experienced by all embodied beings, and thus they are unavoidable. But such overindulgence in lamentation does not befit a descendant of the Ikshvaku dynasty." And thereafter, the funeral rites were completed, and upon returning to his palace, Bharata contemplated going to the forest to bring back Ram, Sita, and Lakshman. Shatrughna then addressed his brother, "Ram, who is the well-wisher of everyone, has been exiled to the forest on the whims of a selfish woman. Our brother Lakshman is certainly condemned. Was there nothing he could do to avert this disaster?" But just then, the hunchback Mantara appeared, and although she looked no better than a monkey, her body was smeared with sandalwood paste, and she wore a royal dress with valuable ornaments. Knowing her to be the real cause of Ram's banishment, the doorman suddenly grabbed Mantara by the arm and dragged her before Bharat and Shatrughna. "Here is the wicked witch who incited Kaikeyi to banish Ram. O prince, this woman fanned the flames of jealousy within the queen's heart and thus became the murderer of your father. So take her and punish her as you see fit." Swelling with a desire for revenge, Shatrughna violently seized Mantara and began to drag her along the ground. As Mantara's ornaments broke, scattering jewels here and there, her other hunchback companions fled in fear from the furious Satrughna. Satrughna then vowed, I shall now unleash my long-held wrath upon both Mantara and Kaikeyi, so that they will feel as much pain as they have caused others. As Kaikeyi ran to the shelter of her son, Bharat restrained his younger brother. O Shatrughna, women never deserve to be slain. I would have gladly killed Kaikeyi and Mantara myself, but I know Ram would never have forgiven me. Therefore, please restrain yourself. Shatrughna relented and released Mantara, who then ran sobbing to Kaikeyi's feet. In sparing Mantara's life, Bharata showed both compassion and commitment to religious principles. Devotees of the Lord, being filled with all good qualities, are always compassionate. Although Mantara had brought about the cruel banishment of Ram, Sita, and Lakshman, as well as the death of Dasharatha and the great anguish for all the people, Bharata spared her life because of religious principles. Although Mantara herself disregarded religious principles, Bharata and Shatrughna saved her life, just as they saved the righteous who follow them. The next morning, the bards came, eulogizing Bharata in expectation of his becoming the king. However, their praises only aggravated Bharat's grief, and so he ordered them to stop. I am not the ruler of Ayodhya. At that time, Vasistha, along with his disciples, entered the royal assembly, ordering his messengers to summon Bharat, the ministers, the military commanders, and all other important citizens. When Bharat arrived, he was cheered with the same enthusiasm previously offered his father. Vasistha then addressed Bharat, O Prince, because Ram and Lakshman have been banished to the forest and your father has expired, life within the kingdom has become disrupted for want of a ruler. We know you are innocent of Kaikeyi's intrigues, and you were selected by Maharaj Dasharatha as his successor. So all preparations have been made, and the citizens are expecting. Please, give your consent, so that we can install you upon the throne this very day. But Bharata became fain to hear this proposal. Restraining his tears, he replied to Vasistha, O foremost of rishis, you are well aware of our family tradition that the eldest son should assume the throne. So I could never think of usurping the throne from Ram, for I consider myself to be his menial servant. I want to leave for the forest as soon as possible in order to persuade Ram to return to Ayodhya. If I am unsuccessful, then I shall remain with him like Lakshman. Therefore, make ready a formidable army and have engineers construct the necessary roads so that we may proceed without impediment. And so, upon hearing Bharata's impassioned plea, tears came to everyone's eyes. Everyone was pleased with his determination. Upon receiving their approval, Bharata also felt great relief and shed tears of joy.